Well, yesterday, a lot of conversation again about health care in America, because the whole conversation about Medicare for All, spurred by the far-left candidates running for president, plus the squad and their far-left radical ideas, triggering a lot of conversations about health care. Yesterday, Bernie Sanders admitting that health care, if it were implemented the way he envisions it, would cost $40 trillion over 10 years. $40 trillion over 10 years, which, by the way, would be equal pretty close to what we have for the entire federal budget today. $4 trillion annually, the entire federal budget would be doubled under his plan. And then in a cringeworthy moment, it really was, Joe Biden has stepped out there a couple of days ago and said, you know, if you like your health care plan, you can keep it. It sounded a whole lot like 2009. I want you to hear this. It's bite four from Joe Biden. Go.
How many of you have, when you were working, liked your, and you may still be working, many of you, how many of you like your employer-based health care? Did you think it was adequate? Now, if I come along and say, finish, you can't have it anymore. Well, that's what Medicare for All does. You cannot have it, period, number one. There's a hiatus spot in between, by the way, how long it's going to take. So I leave people the option. If you like your health care plan, your employer-based plan, you can keep it. If, in fact, you have private insurance, you can keep it.
I'm pretty sure that the Washington Post gave Barack Obama, the president when Biden was vice president, four Pinocchios for that when it was said. Joining me now to talk about this, Bob Moffitt, senior fellow of health policy studies at the Heritage Foundation. Bob, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me, Steve.
Good to have you here. So what do you like better? You like $40 trillion over 10 years? Do you like, if you like your health care plan, you can keep it? I mean, these are all some great promises, Bob. I'm so excited.
Well, I think you should be excited. There's every reason to be excited. It's absolutely terrifying. The truth is that we have no idea for sure exactly what a Medicare for All plan would actually cost.
Right.
We have estimates of 32 trillion, 36 trillion, 40 trillion. The point is we've got good estimates, but the truth of the matter is that those who have argued for government health programs have always, and you can write this down, you always have underestimated the actual cost.
As every single time, any idea, government program. Yeah, any government program, they underestimate the cost.
Well,
now,
I mean, Medicare was completely off the rails. I mean, when they projected the cost in 1965, it turned out that the costs were far greater than they had projected. And Wilbur Mills, who was really the architect of that Medicare plan back in 1965, was pretty conservative. So the point is that you never really can get a good projection into the future on these things. And even CBO says that these projections are profoundly uncertain. So you're going to be paying more than $40 trillion, number one.
Well, and let me jump in there because this is important. Let me jump in here, Bob. This is important because another thing that you have a divide between Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden in this way. Bernie Sanders says, asked several times, would anyone be allowed to keep private health care? No. I mean, nope, won't happen. And there's about 160 to 180 million people, depending on who you ask, that have private health care insurance in this country that they think is working for them. I'm one of those people. It works for me. Yes, I pay a fair amount of money, but I'm okay with it. I like it. And the problem is it's very unpopular to get rid of a health care plan. So Joe Biden is going a different direction. He's embracing Obamacare, saying we can make it better. We can do this and this and this. And yet Obamacare is a cobble job of things put together and pulled apart. And it's the worst built house I've ever seen.
Oh,
right?
Well, all the promises of Obamacare turned out to be false. I mean, the private market premiums doubled over a period of 3.5 years from about 105%. The deductibles now in Obamacare plans are absolutely crazy. Family coverage right now, is something like $8,000 deductibles. In fact, a lot of middle class families now are paying the equivalent of a second mortgage. The other point is that the competition collapsed. Obama said that we would see a robust competition with the Affordable Care Act, actually, in half of the counties of the United States right now. There's only one plan. And narrow networks, that is to say, very, very limited access to doctors and hospitals and clinics in certain plans are very, very common. In fact, about 75%, 72, 73% of these plans in Obamacare have very narrow provider networks, meaning that you do not necessarily have access to the kind of physician that you need or you want.
And, Bob, I want to ask you about something else that never gets discussed. Bob Moffitt here, Senior Fellow, Health Policy Studies at the Heritage Foundation. I spent a number of years working for NBC News living in Columbus, Ohio. And Columbus, Ohio is notable because it's a pretty white-collar town, got half a dozen universities there. But what it also has is a host of insurance companies, companies like Nationwide Insurance, big headquarters downtown, and several others, right? So what happens to these towns if the insurance industry is destroyed? How many jobs are lost with it? How many careers go down the drain with it? How many places like Columbus, Ohio are devastated by that kind of, you know, bulldozing of an entire industry?
Well, we have estimates. One of the House Representative Pramila Jayapal from Washington State, the author of a Bernie Sanders-like bill in the House, says that over a million people in the insurance industry will lose their job. You have another, of course, everybody, the ancillary people who, you know, are related to private insurance, they will also lose their jobs. The bigger problem, actually, for a lot of these cities and towns is that if you apply the Medicare rates that Sanders wants to apply, you're talking about a 30 to 40% reduction in payments to hospitals, doctors, clinics, home health agencies, you name it. And that's, you're talking now about 1.5 million people who will lose their job on top of the insurance industry.
Sure, but
now,
you're not even taking
Sanders
into account.
What Sanders wants to do is create a kind of a public welfare program to cover the cost of these people for about 4 years.
But
the
then,
CBO does
but hold
exactly
on, Bob. Then you take the illegals and put them on there. Then you take the illegal aliens that are here that Sanders and others say, oh, yeah, we'll cover the illegals here as well. That, and that blows the estimates even farther out of the water.
Yeah, because we don't know exactly how many there are.
That's
CBO
right.
CBO says there's 11 million, but a lot of independent analysts think it's higher than that.
Double.
And so, therefore, you're going to actually increase the, you're going to increase the subsidy program under the either under Obamacare, what Biden wants to do, or, of course, the Medicare for All. But you're talking about huge costs.
And absolutely.
That when it comes to covering illegal aliens, this is a direct reversal of Barack Obama's position. I think a lot of people forget that. President Obama accused Congressman Joe Wilson of South Carolina of misrepresenting him, of lying about the coverage of illegal aliens. But the truth of the matter is, what you have now is you have leading Democratic candidates who are basically endorsing
every single one of them.
An open borders position on
Every single one of them, Bob. Man, we could talk for the next hour about this, but good conversation, good information. Bob Moffitt, Senior Fellow of the Health Policy Studies at the Heritage Foundation. Bob, thank you for being here. I'm sure we'll talk again soon because this mess isn't going anywhere.
Oh, no, it's going to get worse, Steve. Promise.
Well, thank you for that uplifting message, Bob. We'll talk soon. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
The National Guard for me was a perfect fit. I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I want to be a part of something bigger than myself. I didn't find that in the normal day-to-day life. I didn't find that working behind a desk. I realized being hands-on and being a soldier was something that would keep me active, keep me outside, keep me in that team environment that I craved and that I needed so much. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake. I wanted to be in Boise, Idaho. I wanted to be home. The National Guard gave me the opportunity to stay right where I was, to serve my country and my community, and it was the best of both worlds. I grew up flying bush planes in Alaska with my dad. I was fortunate enough to get my pilot's license. I wanted to be in helicopters. I wanted to be a crew chief. The Army National Guard gave me a chance to fly helicopters now instead of fixed-wing aircraft.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us. But it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.